Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. There are no shortage of great jazz singers out there, and on Afterglow, I try to highlight as many of the greats as I can. But what about those unlikely jazz singers? The ones who made their living playing horn, or piano, or drums. But when a microphone was put in front of them, they could sing as well as any of the greats. That's what I'll be focusing on this hour. Coming up, we'll hear from some notable part-time singers, including Chet Baker, Buddy Rich, Dizzy Gillespie, and Oscar Peterson. It's Put Down the Horn, Jazz's Unlikely Singers, coming up next on Afterglow.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues, until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost, until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know Do you know how a lost heart fears the thought of reminiscing, and how lips that taste of tears lose their taste for kissing? You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know
love.
You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies. Until you've faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, how could you know what love is? What love is? What love is?
From the album Chet Baker Sings and Plays from 1955, that was Chet Baker with You Don't Know What Love Is. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at jazz instrumentalists who, on occasion, step behind the microphone to sing. We'll hear from a few unlikely singers this hour, including Buddy Rich and Roy Eldridge. But I want to start with one of the most famous examples, Chet Baker. Baker just might be as famous as a singer as he was as a trumpeter, but the records that he plays trumpet on far outnumber those where he was a vocalist. In fact, Baker only sang on maybe 20 songs in the mid to late 1950s, and much less frequently past 1960, possibly because he was plagued by injury and drug addiction for most of the later part of his career. Both Chet Baker's trumpet tone and his voice were hushed and mellow, a perfect example of the West Coast cool jazz sound. But his voice was something special. It was limited, for sure, but Baker had such vulnerability and innocence in his voice that it was nothing if not emotive. His sensitive singing style, coupled with his good looks, made him a hit among the ladies, although not everyone was a fan. The late jazz critic Nat Hentoff once wrote that Baker's vocal prowess made, quote, Rex Harrison sound like a bel canto virtuoso. Harrison, if you recall, talked his way through the songs of Henry Higgins in My Fair Lady. Here's Chet Baker with the first tune he recorded on his first all-vocal record in 1954, Gershwin's But Not For Me, on Afterglow.
Writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky stars above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. Thank you. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi ho, alas, and also lack a day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss, I guess she's not for me. The sound of rain upon my window pane, the starry song that April sings. Year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. But I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay. But sighing sighs, holding hands, please my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but that's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay.
trumpeter Chet Baker, putting down the horn and singing a few songs. That was the Jerome Kern and Johnny Mercer song I'm Old Fashioned from his 1958 album It Could Happen to You. Before that, we heard him on one of his first vocal sides, the Gershwin tune But Not For Me from 1954. Baker once said, quote, "I don't know whether I'm a trumpet player who sings or a singer who plays the trumpet. I love to do both." Well, this hour, we're exploring those jazz musicians who, on occasion, did both, play and sing. This phenomenon of the occasional singer seemed to flourish in the big band era, when whichever horn player had the best voice got up from the bandstand to sing a song or two. That's what happened with Glenn Miller's saxophonist, Tex Beneke, who not only played the solos on In the Mood, but also sang the solos on Chattanooga Choo Choo. And then there were also the instances where the bandleader himself would take up the role of part-time vocalist, as was the case for clarinetist and bandleader Benny Goodman. Let's hear from a few multitasking big band vocalists now, beginning with Tex Beneke and the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Chattanooga Choo Choo on Afterglow.
It's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga Juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga Choo-Choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four, read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
Thank you. 'tain't no use. 'Tain't no use. I cook my goose. Ah, 'tain't no use. Played it fast. Played it loose. Couldn't last. No, 'tain't no use. Here am I, high and dry. My oh my, she didn't even say goodbye. Oh, 'tain't no use. Definitely isn't any use. Cook my goose and it 'tain't no use.
Until you hear from me, pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you've heard, I haven't a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I'm untrue? When we're apart, the words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may cloud my memory, and other arms may hold a thrill. But please do nothing till you hear it from me, and you never will. We'll be right back.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, madame, with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're lovely. So what? You're lovely. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. Dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
A few big band instrumentalists taking their turn as singers. We just heard clarinetist and alto saxophonist Woody Herman singing I Won't Dance and leaving his instruments behind for a 1957 vocal album called Songs for Hip Lovers. Before that, we heard Stan Kenton's saxophonist Red Norris performing the Duke Ellington song Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Before that, the very first vocal side for clarinetist and bandleader Benny Goodman. That was Goodman, quote, apologetically singing Tain't No Use in 1936 in the absence of his regular singer, Helen Forrest. And starting that set, saxophonist Tex Beneke singing Chattanooga Choo Choo with Glenn Miller's orchestra. While some instrumentalists took their part-time singing careers seriously, others seemed to sing just to have fun. Trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie is in that latter camp. He didn't have any vocal records per se, but there exists a handful of tracks throughout his career where he sings, at least the best he can. These range from singing just the title of the song in Salt Peanuts, a bebop song he recorded with Charlie Parker,
Salt Peanuts, Salt Peanuts,
to him just having fun with a novelty song. Here's Dizzy Gillespie in 1959 with his sextet performing the novelty song, The Umbrella Man, on Afterglow.
A toodle-oodle, I'm a toodle-oodle, I'm a toodle-oodle, yeah. Any umbrellas to fix today. You bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. A bit of batter, batter, bit of batter, batter. It looks like rain. Oh, let a bit of batter, let a bit of batter. Don't mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrellas and then go on his way, singing toodle-oodle-lama toodle-ay, toodle-oodle-lama toodle-ay. Any umbrellas to fix today? Thank you. llama, toodle-a-ye. Umbrellas, umbrellas, to fix today. You bring your parasol, it may be small, it may be big. He repairs them all with what you call a thingamajig. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, it looks like rain. Let it pitter-patter, let it pitter-patter, we don't mind the rain. He'll mend your umbrellas and then go on his way, singing tooty, tooty llama, tooty, tooty llama, tooty, tooty llama, hey, hey, hey. Any umbrellas to fix today?
From the album The Ebullient Mr. Gillespie. That was Dizzy Gillespie in 1959 with the 1930s British novelty song The Umbrella Man. We'll have more of jazz's unlikely singers in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iheartsoma.com. And Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Jazz's Unlikely Singers on Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the jazz instrumentalists who have taken a turn behind the microphone as a singer this hour, hearing from such multi-talented musicians as Chet Baker and Dizzy Gillespie. Now, you may be noticing that I'm omitting some well-known folks like Louis Armstrong, Fats Waller, Nat Cole, and Jack Teagarden, people who were known as much for their singing as their playing. Instead, I want to focus on those who only sang occasionally, those unlikely jazz singers. You may only know Buddy Rich as the brash, energetic drummer from Tommy Dorsey's band, but in the late 1950s, it was discovered that Rich also possessed a rich baritone voice, perfectly suited for ballad singing. He recorded only a handful of vocal albums. Among his finest is a set of all Johnny Mercer songs that he made for the Verve label in 1956. Here are two tracks from that record now, beginning with the Mercer and Whiting song, Too Marvelous for Words, on Afterglow.
You're just too marvelous for words, like an aureus, glamorous, and that old standby, amorous. It's all so wonderful, I'll never find the words that mean enough or tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words. Just too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that old standby amorous. It's all so wonderful, I'll never find the words that tell enough or mean enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much, and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's dictionary. And so I'm borrowing a love song from the birds to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're marvelous, too marvelous for words.
Some lucky night.
she may come back again. But until then, I'm traveling light. I'm traveling light.
Drummer Buddy Rich, taking his turn as a ballad singer. That was Travel in Light and Too Marvelous for Words, both from the 1956 album Buddy Rich Sings Johnny Mercer. Our next two part-time jazz singers made their bread and butter in the rhythm section, but also happened to possess lovely voices that weren't featured often enough. Kenny Burrell is considered one of the great guitarists from the jazz world, but his 1960 album Weaver of Dreams also showcases his vocal talent, something that remained hidden both before and since. I'll follow this one up with a vocal side from pianist Oscar Peterson, who clearly was raised in the Nat Cole school of pianists who can also sing. First, here's Kenny Burrell with The More I See You on Afterglow.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With each sigh I become more mad about you, more lost without you, and so it goes. You can't imagine how much I love you. The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try.
This world of ordinary people, extraordinary people, I'm glad there is you. in this world of overrated pleasures, of underrated treasures. I'm glad there is you. I live to love, I love to live with you beside me. This role so new, I'll muddle through with you to guide me. In this world where many, many play love and hardly any stay in love, I'm glad there is you. More than ever, I'm glad there is you.
Two jazz instrumentalists taking their shot behind the microphone. That was pianist Oscar Peterson singing the Jimmy Dorsey and Paul Madeira tune, I'm Glad There Is You, from his album Romance, the vocal styling of Oscar Peterson. Before that, we heard guitarist Kenny Burrell from his one vocal album, Weaver of Dreams, from 1961, performing The More I See You by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon. Trumpeter Roy Eldridge is another one of jazz's unlikely singers. Eldridge sang occasionally in the 1930s when he played with Fletcher Henderson's orchestra, but then almost abandoned it altogether. That is, until he suffered a stroke in 1970. At this time, he had recently taken up residence at Jimmy Ryan's Jazz Club in Manhattan, and not wanting to leave his post, he began to sing more and more often, since his health prevented him from playing the trumpet too much. Here's Eldridge with the Oscar Peterson Trio in 1975, singing and playing on Makin' Whoopee on Afterglow.
Another bride, another June, another sun, my honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. I lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. He's really killing, that he's so willing to make whooping. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Oh, think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Yeah. Dishes and baby clothes. Oh, he's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Trumpeter Roy Eldridge singing and playing alongside the Oscar Peterson Trio in 1975 with Makin' Whoopee. As I close off this hour of jazz instrumentalists turned occasional jazz singer, I must remind you that not every jazz instrumentalist was blessed with a velvet voice. Some, like trumpeter Clark Terry, simply had to work with what they had, which sometimes wasn't much. Case in point, here is Clark Terry again with the Oscar Peterson Trio singing a blues song that he wrote, simply titled Mumbles, on Afterglow. Woo! Leave on, leave on. Trumpeter and singer Clark Terry with the Oscar Peterson Trio performing Mumbles. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffeehouse and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffeehouse and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at IndianaPublicMedia.org/Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.